第一章的16节
Chapter 1, verse 16
16节弟兄们圣灵借大卫的口在圣经上预言领人捉拿耶稣的犹大这话是必须应验的他本来列在我们数中并且在使徒的职任上得了一份这人用他作恶的工价买了一块田以后身子扑倒肚腹崩裂肠子都流出来住在耶路撒冷的众人都知道这事所以按着他们那里的话给那一块田起名叫雅各大麻就是雪田的意思因为诗篇上写着说愿他的住处变为荒场无人住在内居住又说愿别人得他的职分在这里看到
According to this passage
这个使徒犹大原本是神的门徒领受这样的职分
Judas was an apostle who received a leadership
就因为他做了这种恶事出卖耶稣
But because of his wicked deeds and his betrayal
所以他在这份职分上就失去了他的角色
He lost his role in the ministry
所以十七节这里谈到这样说
According to verse 17
说他本来列在使徒职任当中
He was one of our number and shared in the ministry
那有人这样说
According to some
那犹大很可怜啊
The Judas was pitiful
那犹大没有他就没有十字架救恩啊
Without him there would not have been the cross of and salvation
那这样听起来就好像犹大他的牺牲是值得的
It seems as if Judas's sacrifice was worthwhile
事实上不应该以这种角度来看待
But that is not the right way to look at it
神预言将来有人要出卖他
God had predicted that someone would betray the Lord
但却没有指明就是犹大这个人
But he did not appoint Judas to do it
神有给人自由意志
God gives human beings free will
要来选择这个要来选择就神的真理和神要这个是非善恶的一面
the free will to follow the truth and to decide what is right and wrong
但我们看到他并没有用神的真理建立生活
but Judas did not base his life on the truth
也没有建立一个有神的灵同在的生活
a life that is built on the Holy Spirit
所以他在这件事情上的决定跟选择却错误
he made a wrong decision
所以就进入了出卖耶稣的这条路上
and he walked on the path of betraying the Lord
所以他就失去了使徒的职分
therefore he's lost his apostleship
那我们看十八节十九节的时候
according to 18 and 19
对这里就谈到他作恶的结局
it is about the consequence
他作恶的工价就是死
the wages of his sin was death
那并且他后来死得很惨
and he died a wretched death
后来人就把他放在一块田埋葬
and people buried him in a field
那一块田却称为血田
the field of blood
因为他出卖耶稣流耶稣的血
because he shed the innocent blood of Christ
他自己在这件事情上也呈现出他的一个结局
and that was the result of his action
所以在诗篇就有预言这样说
Therefore, there was a prophecy in the Psalms.
说他这样的人，他的住处变为荒场。
His place will be deserted.
那别人要得他的职分。
And others will take his place of leader.
后来使徒们就在众人当中就拣选这个马提亚补他的职分。
And therefore, the people, the church chose Matthias to take his place.
事实上我们有服侍神的职分，这个应当感谢主。
We should be thankful for our stewardship.
如果我们用这个职分拿来当作谈事情的条件。
But if we used our stewardship as a condition.
如果你们不接受我的意见。
If you don't accept my
如果你们不这样做
opinion and my ways,
那我就退出什么职分，我就辞职。
I will quit from my ministry.
请问要辞什么职啊？
What are you quitting from?
你服侍什么工作，你要请什么职啊？
You are a servant of God. What are you quitting from?
是要辞信徒的名分吗？
Are you quitting from being a member?
还是要辞不要再做神的儿女呢？
Are you quitting from being children of God?
我们有时候会看到一些人呢，会用这样的方法做一种事情的这个谈事情的一种条件筹码。
Some people use their service as a condition to get their way.
我们能够有职分服侍主，这是一个好事。
It is a good thing to be a servant of God.
一定要珍惜神给我们这种恩典的职分。
We must cherish this grace and stewardship.
就算你不做神，还是会兴起安排另外的人来接这个工作。
Even if you quit, God will use someone else to take your place.
犹大失去职分。
Judas lost his leadership.
但是神的道、神的工、教会还要继续发展呢。
But God's word and God's church must continue to spread.
所以他们就选这个借着圣灵的祷告，拣选出马提亚继续接这份使徒职分的工作啊。
So through prayer, the Holy Spirit told them to choose Matthias.
事实上，神选召我们了。
God has called us.
让我们罪得赦免。
And has forgiven our sins.
我们就领受了这样神儿女的职分呢。
We have become the children of God.
我们来看彼得前书第二章。
Please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章的第九节。
Verse 9.
第二章九节
Chapter 2 verse 9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德你们从前算不得子民现在却做了神的子民从前未曾蒙连续现在却蒙了连续在这里告诉我
According to this passage,
他说我们是被神所拣选的族类呢。
We are a chosen race.
是有祭司的身份可以服侍主哎。
We are priests to serve God.
是住在圣洁国度的子民呢。
We are citizens of a holy nation.
所做一切的职分的服侍乃是要宣扬主的美德，要传扬他。
All our services are for the purpose of declaring the praises of God.
所以我们能够做主的子民呢。
Since we are children of God,
能够蒙连续得着恩典呢
It is the grace and mercy of God.
哇，这真是神给我们的一个良好的职分。
This is a good, wonderful stewardship, God.
不要像这个以扫啊。
Let us not be like Esau.
为了红豆汤
，for the sake of some lentils,
然后是出卖他长子的名分。
Betrayed his birthright.
真是对职分相当不了解的一个人。
He did not know the value of his birthright.
用吃喝就可以把这个名分就换掉。
He sold his birthright for food.
是我们做神的子民。
As children of God.
这是一个良好的职分。
It is a wonderful status.
我们要好好珍惜。
We must treasure it.
不要像犹大这么轻易的就失去了使徒的职分。
Let's not be like Judas who easily gave up.
他根本就没有在这个职分上面做很好的努力。
He did not work hard towards this ministry.
让主在他的职分上能够显明，他真的是神的子民了。
He did not let the Lord work in him so that he became a true child of God.
从职分上来讲
，in terms of stewardship，
他失去了职分。
He lost the stewardship.
我们以下也诚恳地提出几点去探讨，为什么会失去职分呢
？I'd like to share with you some reasons why he lost stewardship.
我们请看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
十三章的第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意识放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。在这里我们看到。
According to this verse,
主耶稣举办洗脚礼。
The Lord Jesus conducted the foot washing.
他用各种方式来提醒他爱门徒到底。
He used various ways to show that he loved them.
但是门徒当中的这个犹大，
but Judas, one of the 12,
他却没有办法醒悟过来呢。
Did not was not awakened.
为什么魔鬼会进入他心中？
Why did Satan enter his heart?
我们发现他是一个心术不正的人。
We can see that he did not have a right heart.
心术不正。
Because he did not have a right heart.
心理想法不对。
He had the wrong concept.
所以就给魔鬼留下地步进来了。
He left room for Satan.
主耶稣再怎么提醒。
No matter how Jesus tried to awaken him.
他却醒悟不过来。
He did not awaken.
所以第二节这里记载他留给魔鬼地步。
Verse 2 tells us that he left a foothold for the devil.
所以后面主耶稣的动作。
So whatever Jesus did later.
一再表明耶稣的爱。
However Jesus showed his love.
他连一个字一句话都听不进去。
Had no avail on Judas.
根本就听不懂哎。
He did not understand.
所以他心术不正，魔鬼进入他的心了。
Because his heart was not right, the devil entered.
他最后做了一个什么动作呢？
What did he do last?
来呼应他心术不正的一个念头啊。
To show that he was not of the right heart.
我们看三十节。
Verse 30.
犹大受了那一点饼，立刻就出去。那时候是夜间，在这里我们看到。
According to this verse.
说他接受主耶稣给他的饼啊。
After he had taken the bread from the Lord.
立刻就出去。
He went out.
而且那时候是夜间的时候。
It was night.
一个人呢、啊。
Someone like
that. 当他心术不正。
If he has no right.
魔鬼进入他的心。
If he doesn't have the right heart.
任何人的提醒。
No matter what he.
任何人的建议。
No matter how other people.
任何人的泪水。
No matter how people weep over him.
有时已经为时已晚了。
Will have no avail on him.
他听不进去。
He will not listen.
因为魔鬼占据了他的心。
Because the devil has taken control.
夜间去。
He went out in the night.
他选择了夜间的生活。
He chose to live in darkness.
他选择了犯罪的生活。
He chose to sin.
所以所表现出来的就是执迷不悟。
So he was set in his ways.
硬着心走离开耶稣的身边。
He hardened his heart and forsook Jesus.
十一个门徒还留在耶稣的身边。
Whereas the other 11 still remained with the Lord.
所以我们看到犹大心术不正。
Judas did not have the right heart.
往往我们在世生活。
In our lives in this world.
我们所接触的环境领域。
We've encountered many circumstances.
所接触的知识。
We have encountered different philosophies.
所体会的信仰。
Different faiths.
每一个人都会有自己的感触。
Different people will have different understandings.
但遇到事情的时候。
But when we run into difficulties,
我们的想法万一离开圣经，
if our thoughts are straight from the Bible,
万一只适合个人自己的时候，
if we only think according to our own
如果是好的，
if it is a good thing,
或许这样的思想观念对我们有帮助，
suppose we have the right thought, it will help us.
如果是不好的，
but if we have the wrong thought,
那我们可能就开始陷入心术不正的这种陷阱里面。
Our hearts will not be right before God.
就慢慢的被迷惑。
We will be misled.
渐渐的就会体会，渐渐的就会以这个不正的思想观念为他中心个人的行为动作。
Our conduct will be based on our misconception.
这样的时候的我们呢
？In such a condition.
就很容易陷入黑暗之中。
We will fall into darkness.
没有神的光明引导。
We will have no light of God.
所以犹大在这里为什么会成为失去职分的人
？Why did Judas lose his stewardship?
就因为他心术不正。
It was because he did not have the right heart.
第二点。
Second reason.
为什么我们说他会失去职分
？Why did Judas lose the stewardship?
请看约翰福音十二章。
Let's read John chapter 12.
十二章的第四节。
Chapter 12, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说：“这香膏为什么不卖30两银子筹集穷人呢？”他说这话，并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。在这里我们大家都很熟悉，有一位妇女叫玛利亚。
We're familiar with this passage about Mary.
她将这那打香膏打破，浇在主耶稣的身上。
Who broke an alabaster jar of oil and put it on Jesus.
在当时来讲啊，
At that time,
要准备这一瓶这那打香膏。
To prepare such perfume,
在有钱人富贵人来是一件简单的事。
Was easy for the wealthy to do.
但是对一个贫穷的人来讲，
But for a poor person,
必须要将每一天的工钱每天存下来存一年才能买这一瓶真拿达香膏。
It will require a year's savings to purchase this perfume.
所以玛利亚的存心做这件美事。
Mary had this good intention.
得到主耶稣的称赞纪念。
And her deeds were commended by the Lord.
没有想到啊，预备主耶稣这个受难之前的一个非常好的动作。
And it turned out to be a preparation for the Lord's suffering.
后来有几位妇女啊。
Later on, there were a few other women
羡慕玛利亚所做的动作
who admired the works of Mary.
所以等候主耶稣受死三日后，要复活在墓口前面等待。
They were waiting to anoint Jesus after Jesus' burial.
想说主耶稣复活，就把香膏真拿达香膏也浇在主耶稣身上。
They wanted to anoint Jesus with perfume.
但是墓口打开的时候。
But when they came to the tomb,
主耶稣已不在里面。
Jesus was no longer there.
所以这是一个机会。
So it was an opportunity.
所以主耶稣说：“你们不要为难他。”
And Jesus said, "Do not trouble this woman."
玛利亚所做的一件是美事。
What she had done on me was a good thing.
告诉他的门徒，你们要常常述说这位妇女所做的事。
He even told the disciples to tell others about what she did.
主耶稣看待这件事是这样。
That was Jesus' view of this event.
但是犹大这个人啊，他对这件事却有不同的角度看法。
But Judas had another view of the same event.
正足以显明啊，他真的是与其他使徒不同的人啊。
This proved that he was different from the rest.
在六节里面记载，他原是个贼。
Verse 6 tells us that he was a thief.
所以第二点，我们说他为什么会失去职分？
What was the second reason why Judas lost his stewardship?
这里记载他原是个贼。
He was a thief.
跟从耶稣，他不但没有改变自己。
As a follower, not only did he not change himself.
他还是原来的他，是个贼。
He continued to be the thief that he used to
be. 那信主又有什么用呢？
So what was the point of believing Christ?
过去的个性没改。
He did not change his own self.
行为也没有改。
His own conduct.
还是以过去的种种的救行回救人带领带入到耶稣的生活里面。
He continued to live as an old self in the life of Christ.
所以这里记载他原是个贼呀。
He was a thief.
为什么这样说呢？
Why does it say so?
第六节这里说。
Verse 6.
他说为什么这香膏不卖出去然后得三十两银子帮助穷人呢？
Verse 5. Why wasn't this perfume sold and given to the poor?
这一句话表面上很有爱心。
It sounds like it's a statement of love.
把香膏卖出去，有三十两银子来帮助穷人呢。
Sell the perfume, you have money to give to the poor.
哎，真的是表面上有爱心呢。
It seems to be full of love.
但是主耶稣已经，后来主耶稣证明他所做的一件是美事啊。
But the Lord said what she did was a good thing.
玛利亚所做的是一件美事啊。
What Mary did was a good thing.
我们想想看。
Let's think about this.
他这个人真的是贼。
Judas was indeed a thief.
他卖耶稣三十块钱。
He sold Jesus for 30.
他讲到真拿达香膏卖出去三十块钱。
Pieces of silver.
他一直停留在这种的思想观念呢。
He only thought about the 30 pieces.
所以他讲这句话。
So his statement.
第六节这里说。
According to verse 6.
他并不是挂念穷人呢。
Wasn't because he cared for the poor.
所以他心中没有爱。
But because he had no love.
他是一个。确确实实没有爱心的人呢、啊。
He was someone without any love in him.
他是并他讲这句话并不挂念穷人呢、啊。
He did not care about the poor at all.
简单说起来啊
，Simply put，
就是不行真理的生活了。
He did not live according to the truth.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
神就是爱。
God is love.
凡从神所生的
，Whoever is born of God，
就是心中有爱心。
Will have love.
所以心中有爱的
those who have love,
就是认识神的人
are those who know God,
就是从神所生的
they are born of God.
在耶利米书里面是这样记载
That's the teaching of 1 John.
所以他没有爱心呢
He did not have love.
他不是行真理的生活呢
He did not live by the truth.
我们说我们看到他的生活
When we study his life,
他也是个贼。
We know he was a thief.
在第六节说
Verse 6,
他带着钱囊
He carried the money back,
常取其中所存的
And he helped himself.
所以他是一个非常贪财的一个人呢。
He lusted for money.
碰到每一件事
Whatever he did,
真拿到香膏，他认为有三十块钱的这种价值啊。
Even when he looked at the perfume, he thought about the money.
这里记载他常常取其中所存的财呀。
Says here that he helped himself to what was in the money.
他真的是过一个贪的生活。
He lived in greed.
为什么圣经说他是一个贼呀？
Why does the Bible say that he was a thief?
贼就是偷嘛。
A thief steals.
你要去偷人家，偷人家的财物或什么？
A thief steals money or
就是一种贪便宜嘛。
Thieves like to take advantage.
心中如果没有贪
，without greed，
你怎么会去偷呢
？How why would a person steal？
怎么会去？会去培养这种习惯呢
？Why would they have this bad habit？
就因为心中贪。
But because of the greed within the person，
为什么做这些不义的事
？He did this evil.
因为贪是不义的事啊。
Greed。Led to this conduct.
有很多的为什么
There are many reasons.
就因为人有私心贪呐、啊。
There are many. The reason is greed.
所以我们说他是一个贪财的人。
He was a greedy person.
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
在这里是怎么描写这个贪呢、啊、
？What does it tell us about greed?
在第三节以下
Starting with verse 3
这里谈到一个圣徒的体统
It tells us about the conduct of a Christian
应该要怎么样
What it should be like
然后第五节说你们应当要确实知道
Verse 5 You can be sure
要建立一个很好圣徒的体统、哎、
You need to have a right conduct
也就是基督徒生活的规矩、哎
The standard of morality for Christians.
但是犹大他没有建立耶。
Judas did not have the right conduct.
他所有生活的中心建立在一个贪字上面。
His life was built on greed.
第五节。
Verse 5.
因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样，在这里告诉。
According to this verse.
他说一个人心中有贪念
The greedy person
在基督和神的国里是无份呢
Has no part in the kingdom of Christ
他最后的结局会成为一个不能得救的人呢
They are unsaved
会成为一个失去神的职分的人呢
They will lose their stewardship
而且有贪心的人呢
For a greedy person like this
他的罪跟拜偶像是一样
They are as guilty as an idolater
在神的面前是很不容易被原谅
They cannot be forgiven.
所以犹大他会成为一个失去神的职分的人
Judas lost his stewardship.
他是一个贪心贪财的人
Because he was a greedy man.
所以我们发现他整个跟随耶稣的动作
When we study his following Christ.
他没有得到更新变化
We see that he did not change his life.
他反而在效法这世界
He imitated the world.
贪喜这世界的一切
He lusted for the things of the world
所以他没有真正的得到更新变化
He failed to renew himself
这里记载他原是个贼
He was a thief
跟从耶稣根本就没有改变
Even though he was a follower he did not change
信主前信主后看不到生命的改变
There was no change before or after his conversion
这种人在神的国度上就容易无份
These people have no share in the kingdom of God.
奠定他失去了神的职分。
And they lost their stewardship.
今天要拥有神的给我们的职分。
So today we are stewards of God.
我们就要离开做贼的生活了。
We need to leave a life of being a thief.
刚才跟大家谈过。
I have just shared with you.
犹大没有爱心。
Judas had no love.
一切所说所做的根本不照真理走啊。
Everything he did or said was not from the truth.
犹大他不诚实。
He was untruthful.
他常常贪财啊。
He was greedy.
所以跟随耶稣的一段时间。
as a follower of Christ,
他得不到真正的改变心意更新。
He failed to change his heart.
所以在我们的信仰旅程上
in our walk of faith,
我们也要做一个真实的人呢。
We need to be truthful.
在主的面前呢
We need to be truthful before the Lord.
不要做一个贼呀
Let us not be a thief.
不诚实啊，在度这种生活啊，最后还是会显露出贼的这种现象。
If we are untruthful, we will turn out to be a thief.
所以他成为失去职分的人。
That's why Judas lost his stewardship.
第三点。
The third.
我们再回过来看马太福音二十六章。
Let's return to Matthew 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Matthew 26.
二十六章的十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
在那当时啊。
At that time,
犹大就找机会把耶稣出卖。
Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over. 所以我们
看到
so we can see
这个犹大
that Judas,
他找机会出卖耶稣。
Look for an opportunity to betray the Lord.
一个人的信仰沦落到这种地步啊。
This was the condition of his faith.
找机会出卖耶稣。
Finding an opportunity to betray the Lord.
努力去做坏。
He made an effort to do evil.
所以找机会我们可以说是一种存心做坏事的一种动作。
In other words, his heart was set on doing evil.
而不是存心做好事。
He did not determine to do
evil. 所以犹大他的信仰啊
Judas's faith
非常的不真实啊
was totally insincere.
他是朝负面黑暗的事情去努力做坏。
He walked hard towards something dark and evil.
我们跟随耶稣
As followers of Christ,
都要找机会服侍他
we should find opportunities
找机会祷告他
find opportunities to pray to him,
找机会学习他的道理
find opportunities to study his word,
找机会得到他的恩典
find opportunities to receive his
但是犹大却不是这样
but this was not the case for Judas.
他找机会要来出卖耶稣
he looked for opportunities to betray the Lord.
真的相当相当恶质的一个人呢
he was indeed wicked.
有一次我在南加州参加这个大学生的学生灵恩会。
Once I attended the student convocation in Southern California.
那美总就特别安排这个婚姻讲座的这个课程。
The USG arranged for me to speak about marriage.
请小弟讲一个小时的有关婚姻的道理。
I was given an hour to speak on the topic.
然后留下一个小时半的这个双向座谈。
And then we had a forum for an hour and a half.
那几间教会就联合在园林教会举办。
The churches combined to have that event in Garden Grove.
所以家长教会的人都参加。
All the church members, including parents, attended.
非常的踊跃提出问题。
They asked many questions.
其中有一个青年问问题啊。
There was a youth that asked this question.
特别指明要小弟回答。
And asked me to.
说起来我也不是很了解在美国青年的心理
I'm not familiar with the young people in the US
因为各方面的教育生活环境的规矩还有家庭小弟并不是很了解
I'm not familiar with the education or other cultural
所以我就试着回答这样的问题
I try to answer this youth question
什么问题呢
What was the question?
有青年这样问
This youth asked
他说请问田传道
Preacher Tian
我们因为世上的迷惑很多
There are many temptations in this world
那今天人与人之间的相处跟国情又不大一样
Today human relationships are different from the past
那人与人之间的接触机会也很频繁
And we have more opportunities to get to know more people
那到底做到什么样的罪然后又还可以跟主耶稣见面又不算犯罪，要怎么去看待事情
？What is the limit to which you can sin but without losing your salvation？
然后他后面又举例说
，This youth set an example。
比如说接吻
，For example, kissing。
相抱
，Embracing。
然后最后一关不要做就还可以吗
？Is it okay if you do these things without？Committing sin.
我看到这个纸条啊，问问题啊。
When I saw the note,
我吓了一跳。
I was stunned.
我本来要给另外两位传道回答。
I wanted to let the other preachers answer.
他们说指明你，你就回答。
But they said, why did you answer? Because the question was for you.
后来就先跟他们这样讲。
So I told them.
为什么我们用的心思跟精力啊，可以去思考一下。
How do we should think about how we use our energy and effort?
一个正常的人呢、啊。
For a person who is normal,
神的儿女啊
a child of God,
应该要把时间、精力、健康、智慧放在怎么样做努力得到神的恩典福气啊
should invest their energy and thought on doing the right thing to inherit God's blessing,
而不是要下功夫去研究我怎么样去犯罪，然后还不至于死得罪，然后又可以见主的面到教会来。
Instead of spending your thoughtThinking about how to sin without losing your eternal life.
这样的努力好像用错了嘛。
Such kind of effort is misled.
这样的功夫也用错了嘛。
Such hard work is misguided.
首先就给他们这样的观念。
So I gave them this right mentality.
然后我说，我们看看主耶稣怎么说。
So I said, let's study what the Lord said.
我不能讲说我说啊。
I cannot say this is my comment.
国情不同啊，我说下去田传道乱讲啊。
Because if it's my personal comment, they'll say you're from a different
place. 我们还是要回归圣经怎么说。
So we must return to the Bible.
哎，后来就翻到圣经。
So I showed them the scriptures.
同样，当时也有人这样问耶稣。
At that time, people asked the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣回答这样说。
This was Jesus' response.
你心里与人犯奸淫，就是错了呢。
It is a sin when you commit adultery with someone in your heart.
你想想看。
Think about it.
你心里想的时候，主耶稣说这样就不对了。
Jesus said it is a sin when you even think about it.
那你还要接吻
？Then when you kiss.
圣灵感动你接吻吗
？Are you inspired by the Spirit?
你还要相抱摸来摸去，圣灵感动吗
？Kiss or embrace is that from the
Holy Spirit? 然后最后再去做那一件事。
And even commit that sin.
然后还要刹车一下。
And even
刹车、啊、拉那个 brake.
Pull the emergency brake.
然后主啊，我是好儿女啊。
And say to the Lord, I'm a good
child. 心里想就不对了。
That's the wrong thought.
再来动作就比心里想更可怕。
And the action is even more wicked than the thought.
为什么要朝这种努力去研究呢
？Why put your heart towards this direction?
这种人跟犹大找机会出卖耶稣有什么两样
？And how is he different from the from Judas who sought an opportunity to betray Jesus?
这个书我讲完了。
When I finished,
他们就拍手啊，他们接受这样的回答。
They applauded and accepted my comment.
或许有时候这样的情形会在我们的儿女身上发生。
Perhaps such situations may occur on our children.
我们真的不得不啊谨慎呢。
We must be careful.
我们的孩子，教会的青年是努力按照道理去做好呢，还是找机会，这个做暧昧的事呢？
The young people in the church seeking to do good or seeking to do evil.
这是一个很可怕的一个现象。
It can be very dreadful.
如果找机会做暧昧的事，
if they seek to do the wrong thing,
教会怎么会有健康的下一代？
How can the church have a
怎么可以培养好的圣工人员？
Youth and good workers of God.
所以当时告诉他们。
So I told them.
当时你努力要去做这些动作的时候，请问。你有祷告主耶稣圣灵充满去做的吗
？Before you do these actions, have you prayed or not filled with the Holy Spirit?
当你要做这个动作，你很期待的时候，每一次的约会一次比一次这个近的。
And every time you date someone, your actions may become more intimate.
对，甚至那个眼睛不一样呢。
And your eyes will look different.
对，见面几次。
After a few dating.
他就开始想下一次我要握手。
Start thinking about holding hands.
所谓的握手就是摸摸对方的手。
Touching.
然后再来就故意的哈设陷阱，然后想要亲嘴。
And setting traps to kiss.
那个会变成落入那种预谋计划呢，一步一步的就陷进去了。
And gradually you fall into the trap.
甚至哈可以花很多的时间就这样不讲话，一直看他的眼睛或看他的什么。
Or you even stare silently.
所以有人说眼睛会讲话。
Some people say that I speak.
我是没有这种经验，所以我也不懂。
I don't have this experience. I don't know what it means.
后来结婚以后才知道，原来眼睛也是可以讲话一点点呢。
After I got married, I knew that what it meant.
如果在这种事情的发生失控的时候，那就会留下很大的遗憾了。
And when you lose control, you will regret.
所以不应该把神给我们的健康、智慧、精神、体力、心思用在努力做坏的这种事情上面。
So we should not invest our thoughts and our and our actions towards these evil goals.
谁敢说我在这样的做坏的过程能够保有自己清洁的身心？
Who can guarantee that they can protect themselves from?
聪明的就是根本就不要找机会往这个方向去。
So if you are wise, you will not even think about this direction.
犹大，他就是成为一个找机会这样出卖耶稣的一个始祖啊。
Judas became the father of one who sought opportunities to betray the Lord.
如果我们的朋友当中
If among our friends,
有人为了自己的利益出卖我们，我们也会感受这种很不舒服的这种心理的想法。
If we are ever betrayed by someone, we will feel terrible.
我们不愿意给别人这样。
We would not like to be betrayed.
所以也不愿意别人会有这样对我们呢。
We don't like others to do this to us.
难道绝书愿意犹大这样吗？
Did Jesus like Judas' betrayal?
犹大他存心作坏。
Judas' heart was set on evil.
所以我们要特别警醒。
So we must be watchful.
一旦有不正的心思意念，
If we have the wrong heart,
不好的个性，
If we have the wrong character,
有人说啊，江山易改，本性难移啊。
People say that your character is difficult to change.
山或者河流啊，我们可以改变它。
You can move mountains or change the course of rivers.
只要有相当的人、工具或什么，要建设什么，一定可以改变它。
With enough building equipments and construction materials, you can change.
但是
these things.
本性人的本性要改困难呢。
But it's hard to change your character.
一般的世人都认为这样啊。
Even the people of the world acknowledge that.
但是我们信耶稣难改吗？
But as believers, is it truly hard to change our character?
如果存心要改，
If we set our hearts on changing,
可以借着学习明白神的道理改变自己啊。
We can change ourselves through the word of God.
可以借着诚心的祷告，圣灵的充满改变我们自己啊。
We can change ourselves according to the word of God and the Holy Spirit.
可以借着服事神的当中了解自己是多么的渺小。
Through serving God, we can know how tiny we are.
然后就试着努力改变自己啊。
Then we will determine to change ourselves.
保罗就是一个很好的人生改变的见证者。
Paul was a good witness of a transformed life.
在我们的家里周围当中，我们看到很多的人改变来信主啊。
And around us, we have seen people who have changed their lives.
所以应该信主耶稣，本性可以改啊。
So as believers, we should be able to change our character.
如果本心不能改，信什么耶稣嘛？
If we can't even change our character,
学什么道理嘛？
What's the point of believing
Christ? 打什么告嘛？
What's the point of praying?
就是我们看到很多神的救恩领导。
But we have seen the grace of God among many people.
神的能力很大。
God's power is great.
改变了更多的我们。
He has changed so many of us.
所以能够在他的圣殿里面服侍他。
That's why we can serve him in his temple.
这就是存心做好，努力下功夫才会这样啊。
And this is the result of wanting to do good.
才会拥有神儿女的名分服侍主啊。
Only then can we be children of God serving him.
保罗真的存这个犹大，他真的存心作坏。
Judas' heart was set on evil.
他用钱呢、啊，来衡量这个耶稣的重要。
He used money to compare Jesus.
钱是一切财富、情欲这世界的代表总称。
Money is represents all the desires of this world.
有的人学习高深的学问教育。
There are people who are educated.
到后来就不信耶稣的也有哎。
But in the end, they forsake the Lord Jesus.
他用他高深的这种学问。
They trust in their own knowledge.
认为他胜过了耶稣。
They think that they are smarter than the Lord.
哎，有一天他死了。
When they die one day.
他的家还在。
Their families are still around.
青山依旧在。
And the family members are still around.
青山啊 ，mountain 啊、哦、，green mountain. 青山依旧在。
The green mountain is still around.
松柏树依旧在。
But the trees are still around.
海洋还是在。
The oceans as the.
但是这一个高士，这个高僧学问受教育的这个人不见了，世界没有他了。
But the people of these educated, so-called educated people are no longer.
所以人真的能够胜过耶稣吗
？So can are human beings stronger than Jesus?
人真的能够用他所拥有的这个财富的总称来了解、超越耶稣吗？
Can the wealthy truly come to know Jesus?
用小小的一个自己的脑袋瓜就把耶稣放在盒子里面，这就是耶稣吗？
Can we put Jesus in a box, in a tiny box, and say, this is Jesus?
不是这样的。
That's not how it works.
是这位神。
The God we worship.
是真自由拥有的神。
He's the God who
创造整个宇宙世界。
He created the heavens and the earth.
他充满整个宇宙世界。
He fills the heavens and the earth.
他也可以充满到我们的身心。
And he fills our hearts.
他的伟大。
He is great.
我们不能测度。
He's beyond our understanding.
他的高深
His depth.
我们没有办法用任何物质人的了解去衡量他
It's beyond our understanding.
所以努力的学习非常非常重要
So it's important to be diligent in our search.
所以保罗这样说
Paul says
唯有等到他来的时候与他见面了才能够完全的明白了
It is only when the Lord comes that we will see him face to face and know him.
所以这个我们说这个犹大很可恶啊。
Judas was a wicked man.
他用30块钱来衡量耶稣和他的信仰哎。
He measured the value of Jesus with 30 pieces of silver.
如果300万还可以啊。
Perhaps 3 million would make more sense. 或者
3亿元也可以啊。
Or 30 million.
但是全世界所有的宝物钱财就能衡量耶稣吗？
Even with all the treasures in the world, can you compare those with Jesus?
他真的跟随耶稣啊，信的实在很幼稚啊，很无知啊。
His faith in the Lord Jesus was so immature.
如果他说有
，If he said,
我们就觉得这种人啊，真的很顽固啊。
So we consider such person as stubborn
and foolish. 所以从这个角度，我们又可以看出啊。
So this is the lesson.
这个犹大非常非常不尊重神的殿和职分。
Judas dishonored the temple and the ministry of God.
根本就不了解。
He did not know the Lord.
我们来看那个哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章的18节到20节。
Verses 18 to 20.
18节。
18 to 20.
你们要逃避隐行人所犯的无论什么罪都在身子以外唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗这圣灵是从神而来住在你们里头并且你们不是自己的人因为你们是重价买来的所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神在这里我们看到
According to this passage,
主为我们赦罪了。
The Lord has forgiven our sins.
那我们也领受圣灵了。
We have received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们是耶稣的基督的人呢。
We belong to Christ.
是圣灵的殿呢。
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
20节记载啊。
Verse 20.
我们是神用重价买来的。
We were bought at a price.
这个重价是没有办法用钱财衡量的。
This price cannot be measured with money.
不能用物质的条件来去诉说的。
It is not of the material.
主耶稣用他宝贵的生命
Jesus gave us his precious life.
牺牲了
He laid down his life.
流出宝血啊
And shed his blood for us.
这样被钉在十字架上
And he was crucified.
所以我们受洗就一次啊
That's why we are baptized only once.
为我们死一次啊
He died for us once.
我们罪就得赦免了
And our sins were forgiven.
他就成为我们人类永远的赎罪祭啊
And he is the everlasting atonement for mankind.
所以保罗勉励要在我们的身子上荣耀神
Paul teaches us to glorify God in our bodies.
这个才是尊重神的殿的人呢。
And that is how we honor the temple of God.
所以保罗在哥林多前书三章十六十七节又再谈到。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 16 and 17.
十六节。
Verse 16.
岂不知你们是神的殿
？Don't you know that you are the temple of God?
神的灵住在你们里头吗
？And that God's spirit lives in you.
若有人毁坏神的殿
，If anyone destroys God's temple,
神必要毁坏那人。
God will destroy him.
因为神的殿是圣洁的
God's temple is sacred.
这殿就是你们
And you are that temple.
保罗在这里又强调。
According to Paul,
我们是神的殿呢。
We are the temple of God.
神的灵住在我们里面呢。
God's spirit dwells in us.
所以如果有人包括自己啊。
If anyone, including ourselves,
毁坏神的殿。
Destroys God's temple.
神必要毁坏那人。
God will destroy them.
因为神的殿是圣洁的。
God's temple is sacred.
这个殿就是你我大家。
And you and I are that temple.
所以我们说犹大非常不尊重神的殿。
Judas dishonored the temple of
God. 被主耶稣拣选了。
Even though he was chosen,
应该他要把这个神的殿常常打扫干净呢、啊。
Even though he should have cleansed the temple,
常常做出荣耀神的事啊。
Yet glorified God all the time.
他却成为一个污秽的殿。
Yet he was a filthy temple.
所以最后他失去了神的职分。
Finally, he lost the stewardship.
谈到这个职分的问题啊。
In our discussion about stewardship,
在旧约圣经里面也是这样特别述说。
We can think about the Old Testament.
神也是这样交代。
The Lord Jesus spoke to the people.
我们一起来看民数记。
Please turn to Numbers.
民数记的十八章。
Numbers chapter 18.
十八章的第七节。
Chapter 18, verse 17.
十八章第七节。
I'm sorry, verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你和你的儿子要为一切属坛和幔子内的事，一同守祭司的职任。你们要这样供职，我将祭司的职任给你们当作赏赐，侍奉我。凡挨近的人，外人必被致死。在旧约时代，神的选民啊
，In the Old Testament，
神特别吩咐在服事神的工作上啊，一个严格的规矩。
God gave the people strict restrictions about their service。
所以在这种条件之下。
Under such a condition,
能够成为祭司服侍神啊，是一个多么多么荣耀的一件事。
It was a glory and honor to serve as a priest.
因为一般人不按照规矩随便挨近，甚至擅做这个祭司的职任呢、啊，会被致死。
Anyone else who presumed the priesthood will be put to death.
就在这里谈到。
So according to this verse,
神对亚伦继续这样说
God said to Aaron, the priest,
你和你的儿子要为一切圣殿里面的事来服事
You and your sons will serve in the sanctuary
特派任务给他们要来有这种职任来服事神
God gave them this special service
但是这里谈到一个观念
There is a concept
这样的职任来服事神是神的赏赐
That it is a gift to serve God
有机会服事主
It is an opportunity.
我们真的要这样存感恩的心面对神给我们的职分。
So we should thankfully serve God.
有一次啊。
Once.
我到一个教会布道。
I visited a church.
那个教会有一个特殊人物。
I pastor a church.
是一个过去做了长期的负责人呐。
There was a church council member.
哎，他又是因家族很多。亲戚啊，所以人数很多在教会。
And he had a large family in the church.
哦，每一次开会。
During every meeting.
他的声音总是很大。
He had a loud voice.
人家快要决议的事，他一句话就翻掉哎。
The thing that people agreed on was turned over by him.
当然，关心教会事情是很好啊。
It's good to be concerned for the church.
但是把个人的角色带进来的时候，未必对教会是一件好事啊。
But when a person is too individualistic, that is not good.
我们看到主耶稣其实也非常重视同心合意的这种组织功能发挥的这种福音工作。
Even the Lord Jesus emphasized unity and distribution of work.
哎，他宣传福音。
He preached the gospel.
选召训练十二个使徒。
He also chose.
然后福音一直广传呢。
And the gospel spread.
跟随相信的人越来越多哎。
And many followed.
后来他又拣选七十个人呢、啊，出去传呢。
Later he chose 70 people to.
两个两个传呢。
Two by two they went out.
因为他看到工匠这个庄稼都工人少啊。
Because he saw that the harvest was ready for the workers to
feed.
So.
到使徒时代啊，所有的门徒啊都一起齐心努力，兴旺福音呢、啊。
In the time of the apostles, all the believers worked together for the gospel.
教会被建立啊。
So the church was established.
这是一个很明显的神的带领的福音工作啊。
This is the clear guidance of God in the ministry.
所以传道交接的时候，前面的传道告诉我。
So when the former pastor of that church left he told me.
要交接很多的工作还未完成的。
There are many unfinished tasks.
特别跟我讲，哦，这边有一个老弟兄啊，他是这样啊。
And he told me about this elderly brother.
也在他的工作里面做一个交代。
So he told me about him first.
结果一来就参加他们的信徒大会。
When I came to attend their congregational meeting.
真的，他很爱讲哎。
I noticed that he liked to talk.
不过在那一次讲，我听到他提出一个很好的意见。
He actually offered a good suggestion.
他一提出来以后，全数将近200个赞成哎，通过哎。
And as he offered the suggestion, all the congregation agreed.
我心里想，哎，那前面的传道告诉我的信息大概有点不对啊。
So I began to doubt about the other preacher's comment. I thought this brother was pretty good.
结果过一段时间
，After a while，
他提的那个工作，因为教会信徒会议通过要做了。
His proposal was passed.
哎，不见他的人呢。
But he was no longer seen in the church.
哎，结果去看他的时候
，When we visited him，
我很稀奇，怎么讲了不做呢
？I was surprised why he did not carry out his own proposal.
去看他脸红红的呢。
He had a red face.
他平常的皮肤不是这样啊。
He did not look like that normally.
为什么脸红红呢
？How come he had a red face？
我就故意的跟他讲话很近了，我就闻到酒味了。
As I drew close to him, I smelled alcohol.
他看到我突然躁黄了，脸更红，耳朵也红了。
And when I did that, he became all the more red.
那种红不用上颜色。
The red is more colorful than dye.
我不讲话。
I did not speak.
我就看着他。
I looked at him.
他也看着我。
He looked at me.
不过他的头低下。
But he bowed his head.
后来我们就讲几句话，告诉他哈，你真的要改变一下。
And I encouraged him to change.
我们就一起祷告。
And we prayed.
祷告完了我们走了。
After prayer, I left.
他人是很客气啊。
He was very courteous.
当然传道讲话，他说好啊。
He agreed on the service.
他心里怎么想，我就不知道啊。
But I didn't know what he was thinking.
或许在心里面一直拿木头打传道也不一定啊。
Perhaps he was angry at me in his heart.
不过神都知道啊。
But God knew.
感谢主。
Thank God.
结果我们真的要做圣工那一天呢、啊，下午要在教会集合、啊。
That day, the afternoon when we're about to undertake that project.
很多人请假参加。
Many people took the time off to come.
结果提意见的人呢、啊？这个老弟兄没有来、哎、
But the brother who made the proposal did not show up.
我们大家也不等了。
We did not wait for him.
我们按照计划去做圣工了。
We carried out our plans.
哎，他怎么样呢
？What happened to him？
他从工作的地方啊。
He was at work.
心里想，哇，教会不差我一个了，我已经提意见不错了，我出嘴巴就好了。
He said, "The church doesn't need me. I've already given a suggestion."
圣经哪有记载说我出嘴巴就好了
？He said, "I've spoken and."Where does the Bible say that you can contribute by talking?
去找朋友玩啊。
So he said, I'm not going to go and work. I'm going to enjoy it with my friends.
大家有人做就好了。
Because other people in church will take care of it.
所以他在工作的地方这样想啊。
So he was on his job.
他也这样决定啊。
And he made up his mind about this.
而且很高兴啊。
He was very excited.
他骑着摩托车就走在柏油路上啊。
He was riding on a motorcycle on the pavement.
一面想一面高兴呢。
He was very excited.
就吹起口哨来了呢。
He started to whistle.
他自己说还不是吹赞美诗哎。
He wasn't whistling a hymn.
吹那个日本歌的流行歌。
He was whistling a Japanese pop song.
正在吹得很得意的时候，油门也加得很快啊。
And he stepped on the gas pedal.
一条柏油路那么直又那么宽。
On a very straight and broad pavement.
结果他看到前所未看到的情景啊。从来没有见过的情景呢。
He saw something he never seen before.
在半空中有天使在那边等他。
He saw an angel in mid-air waiting for him.
他甩了一下头。
So he shook his head.
还是天使。
And the angel was still there.
咬一下舌头。
He bit his tongue.
还是天使。
The angel was still there.
哎呀，他怎么站在那个半空中在路上等我，等我啊
？Why is this angel standing there to stop me?
哦，他想说，哎，应该天使不会，应该天使看到天使好啊，哈、
哦。He thought it was a good thing to see an angel.
就骑摩托车忘记减速呢。
He did not
但是一到天使的旁边呢、啊、
，When he arrived at the angel，
看到他手中有白色的木棒哎、啊，那个四方四角形的白色木棒。
He saw the angel with a long rod, a white.
来不及看呢。
He did not have time.
天使就从上面用力哦，打木棒打在他的脖子后面。
The angel used a long rod to beat.
白天发生的。
It happened in the daytime.
就这样子头去撞柏油路。
And his head hit against the pavement.
摩托车往前面冲了一段距离，上面没有人了，倒下来还在那边滑动啊。
His motorcycle continued to go forward and fell and spin.
结果倒下去以后就昏迷了。
And he became unconscious.
哇，感谢主！有路人经过看到。
A passerby saw him.
就把他送到医院。
And sent him to the hospital.
到我们晚上做圣工回来啊，十点的时候听到这个消息。
After we finished the project at church, we came back to church at 10 o'clock to hear the news.
求主帮助他。
We prayed for him.
啊，一到医院。
Went to the hospital.
医生告诉我。
The doctor told us.
他有严重的内出血。
He had internal bleeding, serious internal bleeding, as well as brain concussion.
可能很麻烦，到现在还没有醒啊。
And his condition did not look good.
所以刚好讲完以后，他醒过来。
As soon as the doctor said that, he became conscious.
我们就继续看他。
So we went in to see him.
如果不是护士带领我们说这就是这一位的时候，真的看不出他就是那位弟兄哎。
Had the nurse not told us who he was, we would not have recognized.
我们这个头如果受伤害肿起来啊，真的肿得特别大。你不要看皮很薄啊，一肿就肿得很大。
When there is internal injury, the head can become enlarged.
哇，最难看的是那个嘴巴这么大。
And his mouth became very big.
原来那个嘴巴里面呢、啊，有裂了三条线。
And there were three cracks in his mouth.
全部缝的针呢、啊，也将近100针呢、啊。
And he had over 100 stitches.
他不讲话还好，还要硬要讲话呢。
He even tried to speak.
我说你不要讲话了。
I told him not to speak.
他握住我的手哭哎。
He held my hands and wept.
我听得懂他的内容啊。
I understood what he tried to say.
因为也不能闭啊，太肿太大呢。
The mouth was so swollen he could not close it.
我那个怎么会变很多肉，我们也不知道啊。
I wonder where all the extra flesh came from.
他的内容是这样讲。
And he told us what happened. I am wrong, he said.
只有光会说不会做。
I only knew to talk, I did not do.
确实派天使打我呢。
So God sent an angel to beat me in the daytime.
叫天使打我呢。
I was beaten by an angel.
其实不用那么用力啊。
But he did not have to hit so hard.
不用派天使啊。
God did not have to send
an angel. 讲一下就好啊。
He just had to tell me.
因为他那个话很难听懂哎。
I hardly understood what he said.
负责人只是在我旁边啊。
The deacons and the minister.
那个姐妹我听到有人偷笑。
Was by me.
我转过来看，他们马上不要笑。
Some of them.
但是那个很难不能笑呢。
But it was so hilarious that they cannot contain their laughter.
不用那么大力严重啊。
He didn't have to hit so hard.
不，这种人就是需要这样啊。
But that's what he deserved.
哇，他真的悔改。
He repented.
哎，感谢主耶。
Thank God.
很奇妙的事发生。
A miracle happened.
血块越来越变小，在脑里面。
The blood clotting became smaller.
再经过几天，血块不见。
After a few days, they were gone.
脑震荡现象也没有呢。
And the concussion was gone.
祷告前他一直昏迷，甚至吐了。
Before we prayed, he was unconscious.
祷告以后啊，
and even vomited.
哎，没有脑震荡现象了。
After we prayed, all the symptoms disappeared, and he was no longer in critical condition.
尤其要按手按那个头，我实在找不到地方。
I tried to lay hands on him, I could not find a right place.
都肿起来，软软的。
Because his head was very soft.
所以我还是轻轻碰触他。
So I gently touched him.
他流泪祷告啊。
He wept and prayed.
从那之后。
After that time.
啊，改变自己。
He changed himself.
改变个性。
He changed his character.
改变说法啊。
He changed his.
他珍惜教会给他安排任何圣工的机会。
And he treasured every opportunity to serve in the church.
既然他那么爱讲话。
Since he liked to talk so much,
最后决定成立老人事班给他当班护者。
So the church council appointed him as the choir leader of the senior choir, and he did very well.
带领事班做得非常好。
He was a good leader of the choir.
他珍惜神给他的职分了。
He cherished the ministry of God.
他不再脸红红了。
He no longer had a red face.
哎，他知道要靠神了。
He learned to trust in God.
这是一个他的转变。
That was his transformation.
那么有机会服侍啊，千万不要逃避。
When we have the chance to serve, let us not escape.
更不要变成耶拿。
Let us not be like Jonah.
所以从这个见证。
From this testimony,
也让我们感受到一个回转的温馨。
We can sense the warmth of returning to God.
当我们探讨这个犹大，
when we study Judas,
他失去职分，
we see that he lost his ministry.
还是因为他心术不正，
because his heart was not right.
不知回头，
he did not turn back.
他原来是一个贼，
and he was a thief.
没有真的生命得到改变，
his life was not changed.
他甚至过一个时时刻刻找机会出卖耶稣的生活。
He even found opportunities to betray the Lord.
所以他成为失去职分的人。
So he lost his stewardship.
所以在我们的生活里面，
in our lives,
我们要更加留意。
Let us be more careful.
要帮助，甚至大家能够得到神的保守。
Let us help one another so we can be kept in God.
愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord bless everyone.